But first, we turn to El Paso, Texas, where President Trump will arrive later today. A gunman killed 22 people in a mass shooting at a Walmart in the border city over the weekend. The shooter allegedly released a so-called manifesto where he wrote of a Hispanic invasion of Texas. Some blame President Trump and others for their anti-immigrant rhetoric. Joining us now to talk about the president's visit is Mallory Falk, an El Paso-based reporter for public radio station KERA. Good morning, Mallory.
Good morning.
So I just want to begin with the mood in El Paso. What are you hearing from the community? How are people en masse sort of dealing with this right now?
Many people are still in shock and really just beginning to process what happened, but there is a lot of sorrow. There's also a lot of rallying of the community to try to support people who were directly affected by the shooting. You see stories of people being turned away from blood banks because so many people have lined up to donate blood. And people continue to gather at a makeshift memorial outside of the Walmart where they're playing music, praying, leaving flowers, and trying to be together in community. But I think as some of the shock is wearing off, some people are beginning to express anger. They really see a connection between President Trump's anti-immigrant rhetoric and what happened here on Saturday, and are starting to feel some outrage about what they believe led to their community being targeted.
So tell us about the sort of reaction to President Trump heading there and arriving later today. There are some, like you say, who are angry. Will we see protests?
There is at least one protest planned. It's being organized in part by a local immigrant advocacy group called Border Network for Human Rights. And the idea is that this event is really twofold. Part of it is to highlight the resilience and the beauty of the El Paso community, the strength of this binational community. But part of it is also to denounce the Trump administration's rhetoric and policies that many people here believe have caused harm to this border community and in part propelled this alleged gunman to travel 10 hours to the city to shoot specifically immigrants, Mexicans, Mexican-Americans. And, you know, local lawmakers, some of them have also come out and said that Trump is not welcome here. Congresswoman Veronica Escobar said very directly that his words have inspired hatred of this community. At the same time, there are some other people who believe that Trump needs to see the city firsthand for himself and to get a feel for what it's really like here, because they say that the shooting is not El Paso.
Mallory, one comparison that was made in Arizona when we were going through our SB 1070 controversy, as some would label it, the idea was broached that maybe the relationship between Mexico and Texas, for example, was much more advanced. It was better, let's say, in many ways than the relationship in Arizona and Mexico in certain senses. Has this hit at the culture of that in any way? Has it caused people to come together more because there has been such a close relationship between the countries, but also the border cities we're talking about here?
Yes, you really do see El Paso and Ciudad Juarez grieving together. There have been vigils on both sides of the border. There have been people crossing the border to come participate in these vigils, to come visit the makeshift memorial outside of the Walmart. And there really is a feeling that this was an attack on this binational community, on cities on both sides of the border, that this wasn't just an attack on El Paso and an attack on Texas. And so you are seeing these communities united in their grief, in their pain. Both cities lost people. And so, yes, there is not a distinction between the ways people are mourning.
Yeah. All right. That's KERA reporter Mallory Falk. Mallory, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.